President Bush announced yesterday plans to send Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to the Middle East next month. She has already traveled to 28 countries as Secretary of State. Her face-to-face diplomacy is part of an effort to reshape America's relations with allies. Last night, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joined Condoleezza Rice on a plane for an informal conversation about how the world views the United States and how she views herself.
I flew west with Secretary Rice on a small jet. She'll give a speech today to the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco. America's role in the world is not as simple as it was right after 9/11. America is respected, sometimes, and resented. A new Council on Foreign Relations report finds that key Muslim countries view the United States as hostile. I asked the Secretary what America can do to change that perception.
You have to stand for something, and the United States stands for freedom and liberty and believes that there's no culture on earth, there are no people on earth who don't desire to be free. People in the Middle East rightly understand that for 60 years, the United States and many others tried to trade stability for democracy. And we got neither stability nor democracy. And it's not surprising to me that there are resentments about that period of time.
The challenge for the Secretary of State is to change attitudes. Instead of focusing on areas of dispute over Iraq, she's searching for areas where the allies can cooperate.
There's a lot to be gained from making this a conversation, not a monologue. Getting out and talking to people about their perceptions of the United States, many misperceptions of the United States. You know, all of the issues about how we treat Islam and the Quran. I can't speak to specific circumstances, though they're being investigated. But I can say there is no country in the world that more values religious freedom and religious difference than the United States.
President Reagan used to talk about America as a shining city on a hill. So I asked Secretary Rice about her views on controversial issues inside the United States, religion and politics, American pop culture, and how those issues are seen overseas.
Well, I don't quite know what's meant by religion playing a central role in public life. I think religious people are playing a role in public life, and that has always been the case in our country.
Well, that's true, but I think of the argument over the judges that's taking place right now. I think of the argument over stem cell research. I think of the Terri Schiavo case. And in all these cases, you see religion coming to the forefront of American life in a way that I think people think is unprecedented.
Is it religion or a discussion of morality? I think it's a discussion of what people think is moral. There's nothing wrong with that. And I think these are extremely difficult ethical issues. And not only religious people are concerned about ethical issues. We're, as a country, going through a dramatic scientific revolution in health, in medicine, in just about every aspect of our lives, and that people stop to ask questions about the ethics, what constitutes life, how to think about life. I don't find that only religious people care about those issues.
A major export of the United States is pop culture. I remember when 9/11 happened and Osama bin Laden made statements about why the attacks took place. He didn't talk about conflict in the Middle East. He talked about our culture being pornographic, our young people being out of control, our women having so much power. What do you see when you're overseas about American pop culture and that export? Do you have any wishes to change it?
Well, except for the part about women being more powerful. I don't like everything I see in pop culture either, but I do know that it's enormously influential. It's very attractive around the world.
You wouldn't say that the culture is crass or that it leads to distortion in the way that people perceive us as an American people, our ideals?
I'm sure there is some of that. I'm sure of that. Because, you know, some of the culture is extremely crude, and I would certainly not want it to be thought to be representative of what America is. But that's why not just the government, but others have to do a better job of talking about other things that Americans believe in as well.
You know, recently at Spelman and some other historically black colleges, there have been criticism of hip-hop as being misogynistic. What's your take on that?
I don't listen to hip-hop, so... I'm too old.
You're a classically trained pianist, and I saw that you're on the Board of Governors, or were on the Board of Governors of the San Francisco Symphony. Do you think we're doing enough in this country to fund the arts?
Well, I'm a major believer in the value and importance of the arts, and I think the NEA and the National Endowment for Humanities and others do a really fine job. But culture is also funded philanthropically by a lot of individuals, and I believe very strongly that the arts are wonderful training for children. And so if there's one area that I could would want to encourage people in school districts and school systems to keep funding, it's the arts. That's something I've spent a lot of time on and I care a lot about.
Condoleezza Rice has overachieved as a musician, a scholar, and a government official. However, because she's black, female, and a friend of the president, people may doubt her ability. She says that hasn't been a problem.
You know a remarkable thing about America? If I finish a four-year term, there would have been three secretaries of state over 12 years and not a white male among them. Think about that. Madeleine Albright, Colin Powell, and now me. I would hope that what that says to foreign leaders is that America is a place that not only is overcoming its past, but that really shows what can happen when you really do overcome that past, because I can't think of another country in the world where we can say that.
Secretary Rice describes herself as a package, black, female, 5'8". She'll begin her day today at Stanford, working out with the university's football team, before heading off for another fence-mending mission abroad. Juan Williams, NPR News, San Francisco.
You can find an extended version of Juan Williams' conversation with Secretary Rice at npr.org.